So it all hangs on the whether it's Hamilton Lonsdale Cup.
Absolutely.
Which is the way you wanted it to be, or did you want it to have been dumber?
No, absolutely not. We couldn't be more excited. You know, if you're going to launch an initiative like this, you know, you really want, you know, a horse to win it, or at least get very close. And I think the way that Stradivarius has performed today, with Torcedor in close attendance, you know, has really endorsed the series that we put together.
And Jessica won't rule out a rematch. She said he's in York and he stays in York for the moment. That's heartening as well.
Well, we might owe her a lot of money if he turns up there and turns the tables. He's certainly not very far away.
Will you have a nice, easy 3 weeks now? I mean, presumably you can do nothing. You just now wait and see what happens on the day.
Well, we just very much hope that Stradivarius and some other good horses get to York, you know, fit and well, and we have another cracking race. And nothing would give me more pleasure than to, you know, to hand over the cheque.
And the stayers are special, aren't they? Just as you see a race like that, and you've seen, you know, the Lonsdale Cup through the years.
Yes, I mean, the stayers really stir the blood. I mean, you'd have to have a heart of stone not to be moved by the Gold Cup, this race, and to see these horses locked in combat, you know, up the straight after a mile and a half, 2 miles, is terrific stuff.
Well, the musician in me would say, if you want a Stradivarius, you've got to pay $1 million for it anyway.
Absolutely, it's cheap at the price.